racist about Apu. Here is a brown man married to a beautiful brown woman, owns his own business selling overpriced products to unwitting white people. Apu is not racist. He's the American dream.
I listen to Lambert, then I mix it with that Kodak. These goofies out here trying on my mama, they ain't stopping shit. I am number one and fuck whoever don't acknowledge it.
Hey, why are you apologizing for laughing, bro? Look what we done to white men. Cut that shit out, bro. You're allowed to be happy. White men are like shelter dogs now. He's apologizing for laughing at a comedy show. Isn't that fucking unbelievable? It's like watching Reek in Game of Thrones. He went through the whole arc. These guys used to run shit. Big dick swinging everywhere. Well, moderate-sized dick swinging everywhere. Fuck that, dude. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even believe in white male privilege. Shut up. I'm waiting for you to shut the fuck up. People always say, name one thing a white male can't have. Okay, an opinion. Opinions are liberating. I literally get paid for mine. The second a white guy even starts to have one, the entire internet is like, your privilege is showing. Maybe you should check your privilege. I hate that, dude. Let a white guy express himself. Because if you don't, they bottle up all their feelings. And then they fester and get real dark. And then they walk into a voting booth every 4 years. And the rest of us are like, how the fuck did this happen? That's how! You didn't let them say anything. Then one guy showed up and said everything. And they were like, that's my guy! This is like the Dark Knight for white dudes. Not the hero we need. The hero we deserve. I'll tell you another thing a white dude can't have, an excuse. Let me tell you something, white guy. If you fail, it is your fault. And I'm gonna tell you right now, you look like you've been through some shit. But nobody cares how much you struggle. It don't matter if you grew up in a trailer park and your daddy beat you and your mom was addicted to white people crack. Meth, you guys know I'm talking about meth, right? It's fucking ravaging middle America. It's kind of funny in a karmic sense. But the point is, we just look at white men like they're cats. We're like, he'll land on his feet. That sucks, dude. Freedom of being a minority. The freedom I have, if I fail, not only is it not my fault, it's still your fucking fault. Ain't that crazy? I'm not talking to all minorities. I understand black Americans have been taken advantage of, mistreated for centuries. I get that. But when I see people who look like me talking about white privilege, where were your parents? They didn't teach you about your American privilege? I grew up in the 90s and I tried being woke back when it was just lazy. And they set me straight. Mom, Dad, you know white people have jobs Indians can't access. They'd be like, okay, you know what you have that real Indians can't access? Toilets. There's a lot of folks, if you try to describe toilets, they would think it was actual magic. You'd be like, wait a minute, hold on. You doo-doo into a machine? Press a button. Doo-doo disappear? Where does it go? And you're so privileged, you'd be like, honestly, bro, I never even thought about it. Parts unknown, I guess. This Bourdain could have done that episode. We're so privileged, we don't just got toilets, we got toilet paper. It's a lot of people don't got paper. We got ass paper. And have you seen the adjectives we're putting on this product? It's pretty privileged. No, no, no. Quilted. Extra absorbent. Aloe and vitamin E. I am wiping my ass with blankets at this point. Triple ply, nutrient-enriched blankets. You know how privileged we are, dude? My asshole gets more vitamins than the average African adolescent. Isn't that crazy? And we can talk about other people's privilege? Get the fuck out of here. This is how privileged we are as Americans. If you go to your friend's house and they got one ply toilet paper, don't you start looking around like, did he lose his job? I don't understand why else he would be relegated to this government-issued product. I can't wipe my ass with this. It feels like paper. Fuck white privilege, dog. I'm saying we're lucky to be us. I'm not saying you can't cancel anybody. I think we're taking it a bit far, canceling mascots. Come on. The Washington Redskins. If you really care about the Native Americans, you know that the Washington Redskins mascot isn't too offensive. It's not offensive enough. Guys, I've thought this through. If you talk to people, half of them will tell you that Native Americans are offended by the Redskins mascot. The other half will tell you that they're not. And what I've realized is we're all just guessing. Because Native Americans are basically human Bitcoin. Like, I believe they exist. But I never got my hands on one of them. Never seen one in the real world. But you forget how fucked up that is until you see a racist mascot. So if you really care about the Native Americans, you make all their mascots as offensive as possible. As reminders. Fuck the Washington Redskins, they should be the Washington Whiteskin Heads. The Chicago Blackhawk lives don't matter. Thanks, black dude, for laughing so hard. You free up the rest of these guys to let it out, you know what I mean? But they don't know it's okay. They didn't even let me get to the most offensive name. The Portland Trail of Tear Blazers. Yeah, right? That's pretty good. Now you remember. You didn't think about the Trail of Tears since fifth grade. And now you're like, oh, fuck, maybe we should give them some reparations. Thank you, racist mascot. Also, if you know anything about sports, you want the Redskins to have a racist mascot. Because this is a terrible team. So if there's any young kids thinking about being racist, let's take one look at that win-loss record and be like, never mind. Wow, clearly racism is for losers. God, one playoff win in 30 years. That's embarrassing. That should be your punishment if you have a bad team. You have to have a racist mascot. The Cleveland Browns? You think I want my skin associated with that garbage franchise? Absolutely not! You are the Cleveland Klansmen until further notice. Grew up in the 90s, I'm not used to Indians talking about racism. Some motherfuckers got rid of a poo. How you gonna cancel a poo, dog? I miss a poo. You guys remember a poo, the Indian guy that owned the convenience store in The Simpsons? He was a staple of my childhood. And then all of a sudden, four brown dudes wanted to fuck white girls and tried to make him racist. And then they just canceled this motherfucker. What was racist about a poo? Here is a brown man married to a beautiful brown woman, owns his own business, selling overpriced products to unwitting white people. A poo is not racist. He's the American dream. The only thing that offended my parents about a poo was I'm not a poo. I'll be like, well, what about his accent? Doesn't that offend you? And they would be like, your accent offends me. Have you heard yourself speak Hindi? It's embarrassing. Man, these fucking brown A-list millionaires. Oh, because of a poo, I got made fun of in my childhood. Welcome to childhood, bitch. What do you think this is for everybody else? You think they were carrying the Korean kid on their shoulders after calculus? No, they cheat off that motherfucker and then ignore him until the next pop quiz. The Korean kid at my school, they didn't even know his name. You know what they called him? Chinese, that's right. They didn't care. Thank God I had a poo for bullies to make fun of. Otherwise, they would have made fun of me for me. I don't need that. I'm 5'7", I'm skinny fat, I kind of sound like Steve Buscemi. I get too many vulnerabilities. But luckily, I had a poo to absorb all of their insults, like Captain America's shield. So the worst thing a bully ever said to me was, thank you, come again. Oh, teacher. This kid is calling me polite. How will I recover? I heard they're gonna bring him back and he's gonna be voiced by an Indian dude. I gotta be honest, I don't want that. I want a poo voiced by a white guy. Don't woo, motherfucker, make me feel away. Let me explain first. Because back in the day, whenever some racist redneck would be like, these fucking Indians are taking all our jobs, I could be like, bop, 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 bop. Not all of them. Oh, by the way, real quick public service announcement. I am double vaccinated. But I don't think you should yell at every person who doesn't want to get the vaccine.
There they are, get them.
Whole black cable got nervous. Nah, I'm being serious, dude. I don't think you should yell at a person just because they don't want to get the vaccine. Unless they're fat. Now I got a problem with you. Oh, now you care about your health? Now, when you can kill more than just you, all of a sudden, you're health conscious. You're on 4 blood pressure medications, and now you don't trust Big Pharma. Your blood type is Lipitor, and now you don't trust medicine, huh? Look, if you are against the vaccine, but you are a personal trainer who watches everything you put in your body, at least you're consistent. But if you're about to lose your foot anyway, take the shot. Talking all of, I'm worried about my quality of life. You can't even walk a flight of steps. Quality of life. You sleep with a CPAP machine. Well, I don't know. The vaccine could kill me. Soak it in a nap. What the fuck you talking about? I'm so tired of listening to these fat motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing a lot of reading online.
Oh, what a surprise. The fat guy sat at his computer for 3 days straight. It's funny, you can read all that shit, but you can never seem to read nutrition facts. Isn't that funny? Right there on the box of butter, just, huh? That escapes you? Fuck them lame-ass excuses from fat people. Fat motherfucker like, well, I don't know where they're putting those things. You're eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos, dog. You got any clue what Red Lake 40 is, you fat fuck? Let that laugh out, dog. Go ahead, bro. It's nice to see white dudes happy. You laughing like you got a fat family member. See how he laughing? He knows. I'm just saying. Don't you want to feel something in your left arm before you grab that motherfucker in the middle of your heart attack? It'd be nice to do this and not have to die at the end of it. Yeah, well, that's a little sore as opposed to, call 911. There's only one form of privilege I believe in. White female privilege. See how scared y'all got? Isn't that kind of something?
That's the power they have. Them bitches are like Voldemort.
Oh, no, say their name.
No, write a blog, you'll disappear. Hey, don't hide your face when you laugh, bro. Fuck these bitches. Every minority that complains about white men, ladies, is just trying to fuck you. I'm not that guy. But I don't have a problem with your privilege. I think it's a good thing. I think you should teach your privilege globally, because a lot of women could use white female privilege. Listen, I'm Indian. I read the Me Too accounts from women in India. It was horrifying. My stomach hurt. You couldn't believe the atrocities these women had to suffer. Then I read the Me Too accounts from white women in America. It just don't hit the same. I'm not saying white women didn't have to suffer. I know there were some terrible stories, but there was a lot of you like, oh, you have no idea how hard it is for us. I cannot even walk down the street without men saying hi. Okay. Oh, that's good. Oh my God, that's so funny. That's what you think street harassment looks like. Oh my goodness. Do you know what street harassment looks like in India? Like this. Yeah, right? At a certain point. Weren't all of you guys like, dude, please talk to me. Tell me I got a fat ass. I don't care. Just say anything. Brown bitch got PTSD in the middle. He's like, I'm on a train again. Again, I am not trying to marginalize what all white women had to go through. I read those Harvey Weinstein accounts. That was fucking awful, dude. These white actresses were like Harvey Weinstein, made me perform oral sex to be in his movie. And that's fucked up, dude. My first thought when I read that is, fuck that guy. He's a monster. I hope he spends the rest of his life in prison and his afterlife in hell. Fuck that guy. Yup. Absolutely. Absolutely. Fuck that motherfucker, yo. That was my first thought. My second thought... is he still casting? Just saying, dude, a movie? I'm gonna be honest, I don't even need a movie. I will suck dick for sitcoms. For a movie? I'll fuck this guy. Tell my wife about it. Babe, where you going? Putting on the condom and getting us a condo. And again, guys, I am not trying to downplay the importance of the Me Too movement. It is easily the most important movement in our lifetimes. I will never try to downplay that significance. I will say, the first few weeks, I thought Me Too was just all of us talking about things we would also do to be in a movie. It was a little embarrassing. On Twitter, like, you were subject to be an Avenger? Me too!
I want to send a fucking message to anybody that looks like me. You don't deserve anything. This idea you walk around with that you deserve certain things. You don't deserve a single fucking thing. Your parents, our parents who came here literally with $6, didn't get here because they thought anybody owed them dick. They came over here because they worked, because they were the best of the fucking best. That's how they got here. Then they came here with $6 in a country where a language they didn't understand and a culture they didn't understand, and they built from fucking nothing because they knew, I don't deserve shit. I get what I earn, I eat what I kill. How the fuck we lost that so quickly disgusts me, and we need to cut that shit the fuck out. You don't deserve shit. Go get it. Go be great, like your fucking parents, who are hopefully still walking around and looking at you every day. That's all I needed to say.